This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where all of a sudden there is a refocus, a focus away from Iowa. That's yesterday, literally yesterday. And now the focus is on New Hampshire. Yes, there is still warfare going on in the Red Sea area and involving the Houthi rebels, as they are described. They are terrorists, and they are people who are attempting to destroy and disrupt shipping and attacking the Navy of the United States. They say they welcome a war with the United States. What is the latest there? We will bring that to you as we move forward. Also, new news about the war in Gaza. There is a report in the Wall Street Journal that the Israeli military is planning to shift Gaza fighting. The Israeli military is close to completing its most intensive phase of fighting against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, reports the Journal. And that they are quoting Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, who has often been at loggerheads with Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister. But he says that the lack of a plan for post-war Gaza could now hurt the military campaign. In northern Gaza, the most intensive phase of fighting is complete. While the military is close to completing intense fighting in the south around the city of Khan Yunis, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said yesterday. In North Khan Yunis and South Khan Yunis, the East Khan Yunis, for in all of these places, the battalion structure of Hamas has been dismantled, and the Khan Yunis Brigade, in practice, is slowly coming apart as a fighting force. This could be very important. There is also, minutes ago, the latest on the shutdown. According to CBS News, the Senate is set to act on a stopgap spending measure today, tonight, to stave off another government shutdown ahead of a fast-approaching deadline at the end of the week. The Senate is scheduled to take its first procedural vote on a bill that will serve as a vehicle for the stopgap measure known as a continuing resolution. It would extend government funding deadlines to March 1st and March 8th to give both chambers time to approve longer-term funding. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, said the focus of this week will be to pass the extension as quickly as we can. And the big hero in all of this, though predictably he's not getting as much credit as he deserves, is Mike Johnson, the new speaker, who has been willing to stand up to some of the kamikaze commandos, or comrades, who actually believe that it would be a wonderful thing to damage the country and to do serious damage to the Republican Party by shutting down parts of the government at this point, at a time when, well, economic news isn't so universally great anymore. The Dow Jones down 232 points today. And it was worse than that. It came back sort of at the end. Schumer said the vote will put the Senate on track to pass a continuing resolution before Friday. Well, Friday's a deadline. If both sides continue to work in good faith, I'm hopeful that we can wrap up work on the CR continuing resolution no later than Thursday. Okay, that's the same time they have that new debate scheduled. And at least at the moment, no indication that they will actually have a debate, because the only people who are qualified for the debate are Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley. And DeSantis has said he'll be there, but Nikki Haley only if Trump comes. So we will see what happens with that. The Trump victory statement last night, where he was uncharacteristically generous toward his defeated rivals, and it's a positive thing. I mean, obviously, for Trump to be self-confident and gracious is, it seems to me, works better for him as a political tool than being angry and paranoid. But this is President Trump last night after being declared a winner by a very comfortable margin in the Iowa caucuses. Clip 55.
And I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together. We want to come together, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative. It would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world. I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together. And I think they both actually did very well. I don't want to be overly rough on the president, but I have to say that he is the worst president that we've had in the history of our country. He's destroying our country. And, you know, my wife attended the funeral 2 months ago of Rosalynn Carter, and it was beautiful, and Jimmy Carter was there, and I thought to myself, Jimmy Carter is happy now, because he will go down as being a brilliant president by comparison to Joe Biden. I go to a lot of courthouses because of Biden, because they're using that for election interference.
Okay, the idea that, first of all, that Jimmy Carter will go down as a brilliant president because of Biden, I don't think so. And by the way, it is premature to talk about Biden's place in history because he's in the midst of running for a second term. And even though this is something that President Trump doesn't like, the most significant way to impact a president's place in history is to re-elect him or to de-elect him, which is why the people who say that Barack Obama was one of the worst presidents we've ever had, it's way overstating, and he got reelected. Or this people on the left who say the same thing about George W. Bush. George W. Bush got reelected with a majority. He is the only president since his father ran in 1988, the only Republican president to actually win a majority of the popular vote. And it's one of those things that one can only hope that whoever the Republican nominee is this time is, whoever the nominee is, Republican or Democrat, it is not a healthy thing to have multiple elections where the majority of people vote for someone other than the winner of the election. It's an anomaly. Nothing is going to be done about it. We're not going to go through constitutional change. But I do think that one of the things that I would hope that any candidate, including President Biden, any candidate takes into the November election is focused not just on those famous swing states, those famous battleground states, and you know what they are. It's always Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Georgia and Arizona. And maybe they can add New Hampshire. Who knows? New Hampshire has been close in recent elections, but it has gone fairly consistently for the Democrats. Meanwhile, one of the issues that is arising in the world is safety in travel, not just with airplanes, though that's been in the news a great deal, but with automobiles. And what is the heart of the problem There's a big expose, and it's a disturbing answer. We will get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Let me say that I'm filled with admiration for you,
Michael MedVed,
and deep gratitude for you,
Michael MedVed.
Thank you very much.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're trying to stir up some controversy.
The Michael MedVed Show.
And speaking of controversy, there is a big article that appeared in the New York Times Magazine over the weekend. And it's not a specifically political article. There's almost nothing about it, about the ongoing presidential race or Biden or Trump. It's basically a problem of us. The focus in the article is about traffic safety and the fact that the numbers on traffic safety, which had improved so dramatically going back to the late 1970s when people began to agitate for safer vehicles and more seat belts and more safety devices in vehicles, the number of fatalities and highway accidents went down, 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 down. Right now, it's been going in the wrong direction. And nobody seems to know why, and that's what this article is about. We now have almost exactly the same number of traffic deaths every year as we have firearm deaths, as we have murders altogether, including people who are killed by stabbings and other things other than firearms. It's a terrible situation, and part of it has to do with basically the emotions of the American people and the emotional disturbance that is part of our national reality right now. Matthew Scheer writes, above all, the problem seems to be us, the American public, the American driver. And then he quotes Captain Michael Brown, a state police district commander in Michigan, says to him, it's not an exaggeration to say behavior on the road today is the worst I've ever seen. It's not just the volume. It's the variety. There's impaired driving, which constituted 40% of our fatalities last year. There are people going twice the legal limit on surface streets. There's road rage. There are 550 incidents who are shot to death annually after or during road rage incidents. It's appalling. More than once a day, there's somebody who's killed in road rage. There's aggressive driving, defined by the AAA as tailgating, erratic lane changing, or illegal passing. That factors into 56 of the crashes resulting in a fatality. Distressingly, this statistic does not cover the tens of thousands of people injured, often critically by aggressive drivers, or the growing number of pedestrians and cyclists deliberately targeted by incensed motorists. Take the bad behavior and add the perils of distraction by smartphone, responsible by one conservative estimate for about 3,500 deaths every year, and you're left with what Emily Schweninger, a senior policy advisor at the U.S. Department of Transportation, described as a genuine public health crisis on the level of cancer, suicide, and heart disease. And this has got to be and should be alarming to people. And part of the difficulty that Scheer writes about is that a psychologist at the University of Wisconsin and a specialist in the science of anger says all those emotions, they have to go somewhere. More often than not, Professor Ryan Martin contends, we find that outlet in the car. If I was to set out to create a situation that would make the most people act badly and angrily, I couldn't come up with anything better than driving. Every element that provokes an anger response is there. There's your mood when you entered the car in a rush. There's provocation, something that happens to you like being cut off. And relatedly, there's how you interpret the provocation based on your mood. Complicating matters, Martin argues, are what he calls the unwritten rules of the road, which tend to be subjective in nature and usually cross purposes with the actual statutory laws. The other day, Martin told me, someone was tailgating me because I was only driving 45 in a zone marked for 40 miles an hour. That's their decision about how fast I should be going. It's not written down anywhere. but in their mind, they're participating in all sorts of inflammatory labeling. I'm a fool. I'm an idiot because I'm not adhering to their personal rules. In any event, this is part of a problem we have, which is an angry America. It has been, obviously, a tremendous element in our politics, why it's so welcome to hear at least that brief idea from Donald Trump, let's all try to get together, at least trying for less bitterness or anger about everything, would probably save us a great many deaths in this country. Deaths from drug abuse. We were talking yesterday about the terrible impact of marijuana, particularly on young people, and how often that leads to self-destructive or violent behavior. And even bringing it together with some of these automotive deaths, right now we can very much count on safety in our airline transportation. I mean, one of the things that is very striking about this door having blown off from an Alaska plane, or the crash that occurred with the Japanese plane and then one of their military planes, where 369 people got out alive, thank God. People in a smaller plane didn't. But the point is that there you're not in control. And your anger, which you may be harboring and nurturing and taking with you, it's related to the conspiracy theories as well that so many people seem to nourish and to harbor. The idea that there are many, many people who believe that we postponed that first moon mission to go back to the moon because they wanted keep the secret going for a more lengthy period of time, the secret that we actually never really did go to the moon before, that was staged in some kind of a film studio with a green backdrop. I mean, all of this is really grounds, it seems to me, to try to put our anger aside. And so many of the demonstrations that you see, particularly regarding the Middle East, are demonstrations to disrupt things like Christmas tree lighting ceremonies or positive New Year's celebrations. The idea of stifling anger or redirecting it toward passions for greater opportunity and fairness and justice, wouldn't that be a refreshing change in our politics and in our national life? We'll be right back.
The Michael Mendez Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Winter weather making air travel difficult across the country. More than 1,200 flights are already canceled and 1,300 delayed. That's according to the tracking site FlightAware. The storm impacting airports from Houston and Chicago to New York. The FAA holding back some airlines to wait for the bad weather to pass. Today's flight disruptions follow yesterday's with more than 3,300 canceled. Donald Trump easily won the Iowa GOP caucuses, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures to deliver that victory for the former president, whose 30-point win was the largest for a contested presidential caucus in modern Iowa history. This is USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, yesterday, the Martin Luther King national holiday, it actually happened to fall on his actual birthday, January 15th. Yesterday, Liz Cheney actually had been invited to deliver a message at Atlanta's Ebenezer Baptist Church. That's the church where the pastor was actually, at one point, it was Martin Luther King's grandfather, and then his father, who was the son-in-law of the previous pastor, took over the church. And then, of course, King himself preached there as well before he went on to Montgomery, Alabama, and led the bus boycott there as a pastor in a different church, and the rest is history, as they say. And it's the history of Martin Luther King, which I urge you to familiarize yourself with, the honest history about it, which you can do at MedvedHistoryStore.com. But Liz Cheney, speaking at this historic church, actually talked about a dire threat she perceived to the country that Dr. King himself had worked so hard to serve and to save. This is former Congresswoman Cheney. Listen.
Friends, as we meet this afternoon, a great lie is doing its work, poisoning the bloodstream of our democracy. A former president refuses to acknowledge that he lost, and he has convinced millions that our elections and our democracy no longer work. He threatens the foundations of our nation and everything Dr. King persevered to save. If given the chance, this former president's allies in Congress will once again ignore the rulings of our nation's courts, the outcome of our elections, and the words of our Constitution. As they claim for themselves the right to throw out the votes of millions of Americans and install their former leader as our president, we must not let them prevail.
Yes, you got a standing ovation on that. What is striking about the entrance polling that was done by the AP in Iowa is that two-thirds of the people who attended the caucuses, and yes, they are predominantly Republican. There were some cases, they believe, and there's lots of articles about it, about some people changing last minute their registration to participate in the caucuses in order to caucus for Nikki Haley. But you're overwhelmingly Republican, and that particular audience, two-thirds of that audience, of those caucus participants, believe that Joe Biden was not legitimately elected. They believe that the election was stolen. It is what people call, and I think it's appropriate to call this, the big lie, because the evidence of fraud, and here, again, you only have to look at people like Bill Barr, who was Attorney General at the time, who is a very loyal Republican, was a Republican Attorney General before that for the first President Bush, and then for President Trump, and wants the Republican Party to win again, but wants it to win again without endorsing for a moment the idea that basically what you had was a stolen election, because it's a poisonous idea. And here is the point that I think is extraordinarily important to keep into context when you read this polling, when you read that two-thirds of people say they would support Trump no matter if he is convicted or whether he is a convicted felon or anything of that kind. And yes, so Chris Christie was campaigning against that idea, but the point being that if it's two-thirds of the people who think it's okay to support a convicted felon, and two-thirds of the Republicans, not of all Americans, of Republican Americans, believe that the election was stolen, that means that one-third of Republicans, which is not a small number of people, it's a lot of people, know the truth. And they recognize the fact that however often Donald Trump tries to get up there and say that the election was stolen, the election happened. It was challenged in court some 60 times, and each time it was affirmed. Trump, I'm not sure he's going to like the results of this latest trial about E. Jean Carroll either, in which he's participating today. But the point about this is that at some point we're going to be moving from the question of who was the candidate of the Republican Party to who is the next president of the United States. And when it comes to that, if there are one-third of Republicans who believe that our nominee is peddling lies, and that one-third of Republicans believe that it is a serious matter and they would consider or reconsider support for Trump if it turns out that, yes, he is convicted of some kind of serious crime, then that's a disaster going into a what is sure to be a close general election. Now, the question is, what about the charges that are brought against Joe Biden? It's one of the reasons that there's so many Republicans in the House of Representatives and elsewhere who are trying to push this idea of a Biden impeachment. Could that damage Biden? Sure, it could. But if you are so profoundly out of touch with a third of your own party, that's a difficult battle going forward. The political director for the campaign manager for Governor Ron DeSantis is named James Utmeyer. And he was got involved in something of a spat with Chuck Todd on NBC. Why? Well, it's over the issue of the votes being tallied too fast and the proclamation of Trump's victory being too early, which he claims Utmeyer, the campaign manager for Ron DeSantis, that he claims influenced the campaign in Iowa in Donald Trump's direction. I think it's a silly point, but we will get to that. Meanwhile, a new X or tweet from Nikki Haley. She said, "We've had five great debates in this campaign. Unfortunately, Donald Trump has ducked all of them." That's true. "He has nowhere left to hide. The next debate I do will either be with Donald Trump or with Joe Biden. I look forward to it." Basically, she is explaining why, with the deadline having just passed for accepting the invitation to debate, the only one who actually accepted that invitation, not Donald Trump, not Nikki Haley, but was Ron DeSantis. There is a new shock poll from American Research Group, a new shock poll about the results in New Hampshire, which will be coming a week from now. It's all happening. So what does this so-called shock poll show? We'll tell you. Coming up on the MedVan Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's deeply and terribly disturbing.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned right before the break that we have new focus on a shock poll, which was from the American Research Group, ARG Incorporated. It is a brand new poll of New Hampshire voters, and among between Trump and Nikki Haley, Trump 40%, Nikki Haley 40%. Which is extraordinary. It indicates that all the reports that people have been talking about Nikki Haley gaining some traction and some momentum in Iowa, may be true. The closest she had come in any previous poll was 7 points. Now, if she's tied with Donald Trump, that's extraordinary. 40% for Haley, 40% for Trump, 4% for Ron DeSantis, and 4% for Vivek Ramaswamy. He dropped out of the race Monday night. Governor Asa Hutchinson, who also dropped out of the race, he polled at 1%. Now, part of what this is probably showing is the impact of Chris Christie dropping out of the race, because it stands to reason that given the fact that Chris Christie ran his entire campaign basically to offer an alternative to Trump and being outspokenly critical of Trump, that even without Chris Christie endorsing Nikki Haley, even without him making those nasty remarks about him, she's not up to this, about her, that she's not up to this, she's going to get smoked by President Trump. Even with that, most of the voters for Chris Christie, who previously had been polling over 10% in New Hampshire, most of them would go to Nikki Haley. The difficulty with this poll is, with Ron DeSantis running so far behind, does this mean that some of his voters will go, if not most of them, to President Trump? And certainly with Vivek Ramaswamy, who did have 4% of the voters, will those 4% go to President Trump, who's been endorsed by Ramaswamy? Part of all this means that endorsements don't usually win for a candidate. I mean, after all, Ron DeSantis had the endorsement of Governor Kim Reynolds, the governor of Iowa, working for him, plus other important endorsements in Iowa. Bob Vander Plaats, the leading voice among Iowa evangelicals, was backing Ron DeSantis, and it didn't bring him much closer to President Trump. So in this race, would it make a difference with Chris Christie having run third and now out of the race if he actually did step forward and endorse Nikki Haley? It's not conceivable that he would endorse Donald Trump this time, because that happened before for him when he endorsed Donald Trump after losing the New Hampshire primary. And no, Chris Christie didn't come close to winning it, but he endorsed Trump. That didn't work out for him that well as a life decision. It's something that he seems to regret. Meanwhile, in terms of some of the anger expressed by James Utmeyer, this is on NBC, where he's talking to Chuck Todd, who is the news political director for NBC News, about the decision for the network and for media in general to call the race for former President Trump just 30 minutes into the caucuses. Listen, this is clip one.
For former President Trump, because we do know that he has won Iowa. What's your reaction to that?
Well, what happened tonight is appalling. The media calling the race for Donald Trump before votes have been cast. I personally spoke in multiple precincts in front of hundreds of voters. And while I'm presenting and delivering the closing argument to Ron DeSantis and actually flipping voters, people start getting alerts on their phones saying the race is over before they've even won. One guy said, why do we even bother voting if it's already over? That is absurd. That challenges the very tenets of our Republican democracy, and that should not happen. What the media did tonight is wrong. The media does not pick presidents. Polls do not pick presidents. It's the voters. And what happened to the voters tonight was wrong.
James.
We're going to be just fine there. We got a long way to go before votes finish coming in tonight. But I just need people to understand this is a grave concern. This cannot happen in this country. This challenges the very foundation of our democracy to have winners announced before voting. That's something you see in the Middle East, not the United States of America.
Yeah, and that's been a big message from your campaign and from the Never Back Down group supporting you guys tonight. I appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy.
I think it was results from some sort of survey or something. Not even true votes.
Well, no. This was projected based on data and science.
And not actual election results.
And we'll have some
votes
of our experts explain how that was decided and why it was called in the way it was.
Well, partially because what they did in this campaign was they had not exit polls, which they always have, where they talk to somebody after they have voted, and you say, well, who did you just vote for? And that's accepted. And you broadcast some of that news. They try to do it only after the polls have closed. And that's the difficulty here. What they were doing here was entrance polls. So in other words, they would stop people on their way into a caucus and say, who are you planning to vote for? Which doesn't allow people the liberty, and it happens sometimes, people have their minds changed. And I think that what Utmeyer is talking about is a fair indictment of the media generally. And they are so eager to try to beat the competition in delivering information when people desperately want it, that they sometimes don't realize how their very early call for Donald Trump just occurred while there were still the caucuses going on. And it does appear to me that the complaint has some substance to it. One of the Associated Press, and the Associated Press is one of those people, one of those agencies that was particularly involved with the entrance polling. The Associated Press reports Trump performed strongly in small towns and rural communities where about 6 in 10 caucus voters say they lived. He won with white evangelical Christians, who are nearly half of the caucus goers. He excelled among those without a college degree. If there is a reason for pause in his Iowa success, it is that many of the must-win states in the November general election are more urban, more suburban, more racially diverse, and full of more college graduates than in Iowa. This is one of the reasons the Democrats moved away from Iowa and New Hampshire, leading the whole nomination process. And instead, their first big race is going to be in South Carolina. And, of course, Joe Biden arranged it that way deliberately because he did so much better in South Carolina. It was basically the one state that turned things around for him after he had done nothing in Iowa or in New Hampshire or in Nevada, for that matter. He had finished not second or third. He had finished fourth or below. And meanwhile, this particular race is among 4 in 10 Iowa caucus goers identified immigration as the most important issue for the nation. And of those 4 in 10 who identified immigration as the top issue, those participating in the caucuses agreed with Trump's hardline position. Two-thirds backed Trump. About 9 in 10 of caucus goers backed building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, with about 7 in 10 expressing strong support for the idea of a border wall. The vast majority, about three-quarters, say immigrants hurt the United States, an indication there is a desire to reduce overall immigration levels. There is much more, and more about changes in politics and, yes, changes in religion. What does it mean that we now have a movement for founding churches that are atheist? We will be discussing that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.